This is a Kim Monson news briefing. Small business owners warn of regulatory fatigue as session opens. Republican lawmakers echo concerns from the business community about the cumulative impact of state mandates on Colorado employers. As Colorado lawmakers convene for the 2026 legislative session, small business owners and Republican legislators are sounding alarms about what they describe as an unsustainable accumulation of regulatory requirements. Representative Ryan Gonzalez expressed the concern directly at a University of Northern Colorado legislative preview. Increasing taxes and regulations putting pressure on small businesses, he said, remains a top worry for the state's employer community. On the cumulative burden. Business advocates say the issue isn't any single regulation, but the combined weight of multiple mandates enacted over recent legislative sessions, from paid family leave requirements to workplace safety rules to environmental compliance obligations. One small business owner at the event who asked not to be named said, "Each individual regulation might seem reasonable in isolation, but when you stack them all together, the compliance burden becomes overwhelming, especially for businesses without dedicated HR and legal staff." On bipartisan affordability, Senate Minority Leader Cleve Simpson, Republican of Alamosa, suggested at the preview that affordability concerns could create bipartisan opportunities, calling making life more affordable a Republican priority. However, it remains unclear whether Democratic leadership views regulatory relief as part of their affordability agenda. House Majority Leader Monica Duran's comments at the same event focused on increasing wages and lowering costs for families rather than reducing business compliance requirements. Looking at the session outlook. With Democrats holding supermajorities in both chambers, business groups acknowledge limited leverage to block new regulations. Instead, they hope to influence implementation timelines and compliance thresholds to minimize disruption to employers. The 120-day session runs through May. And now, Kim's perspective. Every business owner I talk to says the same thing. They spend more time on compliance paperwork than actually running their business. That is not an accident. It is the result of legislators who have never had to make payroll telling business owners how to operate. Want to help working families? Let the businesses that employ them actually focus on creating jobs. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.